WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, the February box of chocolate things with the weather. Another freeze settling in. Hey, man, maybe we might get some safe ice somewhere in the northern tier counties. Get up there for another shot at ice fishing. But hunting season, some of them are winding down. Today's about, in fact, the final day of winter bow season in DMZ 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17, 36, 41, 49, 50, and 51. Unlimited antlerless and one antler. Two deer can be taken at a time. And don't forget those insipid antler point restrictions that exist in DMZs 9 and 13. I hope those things go away. Hey, one more week in squirrel and bunny season. One thing I learned about late season squirrels, my cousin Marion, we'd be out there at sunrise. When is this cold? Man, those squirrels hang out till maybe 10 or 11 o'clock, maybe even later. You see them out there for maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then they are back in. So now's the time you sleep in a little bit. Some cottontails still around, but I tell you, we don't have the beagles anymore. Yeah, I miss the bunny hunting. Fox and coyote seasons continue until March 15th. Now, the special permit season, $2 permit, by the way, is underway. You can use rifles during the daylight, special limitations on those. But at night, during the night hunt, it's shotguns only, 10 and 12 gauge. Now, the conservation order for the snow geese, the light geese, captain geese, whatever, that opened up the 16th. Okay, so that's going to run through April 6th. And let me tell you, out there by Alloways, there are millions of snow geese. Also, a good bunch up there in Warren County. We're seeing some in Mercer County as well. So, the snow geese here, unlimited bag limit. How's that? Electronic calls allowed, unplugged shotguns, but no more than 7 shells. You need the permit, though. Go to njfishandwildlife.com. It's not available at license issuing agents, it is only available on the Fish and Wildlife website. Yeah, on the fishing end, we're strictly freshwater this time. You know, look at some guys out there, the hardcore guys are still talking. Some guys that are clamming, doing well. Shout out to Big Doug Eye out there. Getting some nice little top necks, middle necks, long necks, short necks, cherry, whatever. Man, winter clamming. Ooh, that is tough. But the bass and pickerel have been good. Crappy bite's been good. Yellow perch bite's been good. White perch, again, the tidal rivers, again, you have to find them in the deeper holes. Hey, you're in the market for a boat. The boat show up there in Raritan, the Raritan Convention Center and Exposition Center, up there off 287. That's going on to wrap up tomorrow. It's going today and tomorrow. Fisherman has a great lineup of seminars there. I'll be up there a little later this morning. Stop by and say hi. I'll be at the Fisherman booth. And also out there at Oaks, the Philadelphia Fishing Show is going on. That jumped up yesterday, Friday. It's going through 5 p.m. Sunday. Plenty of great seminars up there as well. Both seminar series at the Boat Show in Raritan and at the Philly Expo. And also the one coming up here at the AC Boat Show in a couple weeks. Put on, organized, brainchild of the Fisherman Magazine and that great staff. Hey, coming up, the next few segments, we're talking the New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. What is happening on the scenes, man? The antis, some legislation going on here, trying to get some better access to the lakes. Ed Markowski, the president of the NJOA, will be joining us. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio, one day closer to springtime. Be right back.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
At Home Recreation, New Jersey's largest swimming pool, spa, and patio stores is offering their largest President's Month long sale ever. Prices, savings, and selection have never been better. They are now offering 60-month 0% financing on their huge inventory of American Whirlpool spas and swim spas, starting as low as $160 per month or up to $3,800 in instant rebates. Your choice. Either way, staying home and saving in your own home has never been easier. At Home Recreation is also offering free delivery, free black weather shield spa cover, and chemical kit. Now you can enjoy the quality and enjoyment of your American Whirlpool spa with this limited time 60-month financing offer, exclusively offered at Home Recreation. Don't miss this incredible offer at Home Recreation. Route 18 Northeast Brunswick, Highway 36 Hazlitt, Route 88 Brick and Bay Avenue, Manahawkin. Visit athomerecreation.com. That's athomerecreation.com for a store near you. Thinking about a part-time job this summer? They are looking to build their sales team, and they want you.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard...
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo?
Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Taylor Dayne is coming to Millville, New Jersey. Experience the pop icon Taylor Dayne performing her hit songs, Prove Your Love, Tell It to My Heart, and Love Will Lead You Back at the Levoy Theater, March 7th. Get tickets while you still can at levoy.net. That's L-E-V-O-Y.net. Ready to rock? The beautiful Levoy Theater is bringing your favorite tribute bands all March long. Don't miss Kings of Queen, Eagle Mania, Stones vs. Beatles, and the Allman's Brothers tribute with original members of Brothers Revival. Get tickets at levoy.net. That's L-E-V-O-Y.net.
The Egg Harbor Township Parks and Recreation Department is currently holding a winter photo contest. Send a picture of your favorite snowy place or creation that was taken at EHT to recreation@ehtgov.org by February 28th for a chance to win a cool swag bag. Then join them for their health and fitness fair on Saturday, March 23rd, and explore the resources available to you to be a healthy member of the community. Also, now is the time to sign your kids up for summer adventure camp. For more information on these and other activities, visit ehtrec.com.
Keep the cold outside this winter and your heating bills low. Call Frank Vincent Windows and Roofing for a free inspection of your windows and doors. Replacing old windows with new energy-efficient windows can help reduce your home's heating bills. Right now, Frank's is offering special financing, 0% interest for 18 months. Visit FrankVincentWindowsAndRoofing.com. That's FrankVincentWindowsAndRoofing.com.
Frank Vincent Windows, siding and roofing, and make your
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NJSIAA and the Directors of Athletics Association of New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. Every year, more than 4 million pets enter shelters here in the United States. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals since 1877. The goal is to ensure that pets have a safe shelter, especially during natural disasters. Adopting a shelter pet allows shelters to help more animals awaiting care. Please consider adopting today and take some time to learn more about American Humane's other work at AmericanHumane.org.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's Talk Station.
As I mentioned in the opening segment, I'm sort of bummed. Hunting season's coming to an end. Now, like I said, we still have the predator season going on until March 15th. It's going to be my last take at squirrels coming up this week. And it's a tough year. Tough year for sportsmen, sportswomen in New Jersey. Now, just checking out a wire from the Hunting Wire or the Outdoor Wire or whatever. Guy had an excellent editorial piece in there, how the antis out in Colorado, I believe. They're getting rid of the mountain lion hunting or trying their best. And the guy explained it, wrote it beautifully, as I've been doing for decades now. The antis don't go for the big hit. They go piece by piece by piece. Little piece here, little nibble there, that low-hanging fruit cliche, whatever. It's a cliche because it's true. And listen, people, fishermen, anglers, fisherwomen, whatever you want to call yourselves, not immune either because they are out to end that as well. Trapping, of course, is that is their, I think that's their primary thing. That's like really deep-seated in there. But I received a note from Ed Markowski, president of Jersey Outdoor Alliance, and we bantered about this, or as they say in the podcast, or we riffed about it for a while. And New Jersey, this was a really tough year in New Jersey for, I guess, getting the word out, stressing the importance of the hunting and fishing, pro hunting, fishing, trapping organizations in the state. And the hunter numbers are falling. Trapper numbers are, well, for lack of a better, they're growing a little bit, but that's still insignificant. Fishing is holding its own, but we got some dark clouds on the horizon and the silver lining thing. I don't know. Ed is always an optimist. I've known him for years. Again, president of New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. He's on the Rackfin line with us right now. Talk about this past year and what does the future hold? There's some bills pending. The NJOA is working feverishly, painstakingly on to get past some bills to stop. And again, the push little bit by little bit. I'm telling you, be a little bit by little bit with the antis. And sorry, I pontificate, but you know me on these topics. How you doing, Mr. Prez?
Doing good, Tommy.
Eddie, you sound great. Good to see you back up and running. A little bit of a tough time. You are back to Markowski kick-ass mode, I understand.
Yeah, I got to thank the doctors, University of Pennsylvania, for that, Tom.
Evidently, they did a great job, man, because you're full of piss and vinegar all over again, Markowski. I could hear that. Yeah. I could hear that in your tone. Well, Ed, some things the NJOA is working on. We'll get into that in a little bit, but I believe I'm accurate in my assessment. Again, what's happening out west. And listen, these are traditional hunting states. If people move from California, whatever, with their screwed up, I can't even call them values, whatever. And Ed, they chip away and just peel away a little bit of the onion here, a little bit of the lemon rind there, till eventually, before you know it, you wake up, you turn around, what the hell happened? I mean, do you see that in New Jersey still? I mean, the bear hunt is going on. Okay, that was a great victory, but I know it seems like a never-ending quest.
Tommy, it is never-ending, and when we pass a good bill, there's always a bill that comes out very, very shortly afterwards to try to chip away at it, even before we realize that the bill is passed. Is an efficient, good bill that helps with wildlife management. I'll give you two examples where there have been attacks ever since they came out. And one is the 450 reduction to 150 for bow hunting and the Sunday bow hunting bill. And although those two bills have proven to be a tremendous asset to the management of wildlife, they are still chipping away, trying to get things changed, trying to get little changes, minute changes. Look, when we tried to do the squirrel hunt down here, they attacked the squirrels, they attacked the hunting, they attacked it with all kinds of irrelevant and inaccurate information until they had the municipality didn't want us in their municipality holding our squirrel hunt for the southern region. So you're absolutely right. It's like they never end. It's a strategy that the animal rights have done nationwide, and it's worked for them. And so if you're not vigilant, you're not on top of everything, and you don't read the fine print on some of these bills, they sneak things in on you that you don't know is coming.
Well, at the NJOA, United Bowhunters of Jersey, State Federation of Sportsman's Clubs, these are big three, for lack of a better term, big three guns here. It's been proactive to a point, but now it seems to be getting on the reactive end where you're fighting a flanking motion, as slight as it may be, but it's always there. You know what I mean?
It's always there because it's never ending on their part. And it's never ending because right now they have a good environment with the Senate, the Assembly, and the Governor's Mansion all occupied by people who either don't understand or who are being supported by the animal rights, and they've got a coalition. We backed off on several bills that we wanted to put through out there. One of them was the Sunday hunting for deer with firearms that the council wanted. Another one was giving the council beaver trapping authority over setting the season size limits and bag limits rather than statute. Simply because we realized that even if we got them through, the governor would only veto. So this year we're working on bills that do more with fishing. And it's only because you have to test the waters. You have to know what the environment is. So this year we're working on bills for the lake access bills, $2 million to improve access on our lakes in New Jersey that are owned by the state. And increasing the funding for HOPNOD, hooked on fishing, not on drugs, from $200,000 to $450,000,
mm-hmm.
only because they're bills that we can, you know, we'll be able to get through because they don't have to do with hunting or trapping or firearms. It's right now, it's a tough time. Fortunately, we only have about one more year with Murphy, and then we'll see what the waters have for us.
Well, and back to the lake access thing, was a year ago. You know, the whole thing started, well, from my understanding, and I'm up there on occasion, was the whole thing started at Greenwood Lake, where they make it almost impossible, so expensive to launch a boat. There's only like one or two launches, and they really don't want anglers there. They want that to be a resort lake. Fish and Wildlife, again, is lands management. I guess they're working on trying to get a parking lot, a boat ramp in. But also now, one guy says, oh, Tom P., you're concentrating on North Jersey. No, South Jersey has waters, too. Am I not mistaken? That access is, if it's not there, it's highly, highly discouraged, if you get my drift.
Well, not only highly discouraged, but it's not developed.
Yeah.
In other words, you could get a canoe in, you could get an inflatable in, but you can't get a flat-bottom John boat in because you can't get that close. So we're looking at all over the state to start, you know, looking at these things that we own already that could be part of our recreational activity as far as fishing goes. But right now, it access limits it's limited to shoreline fishing and really small boats and inflatables that you can get on the lake.
Well, one thing that gets me about, I'm going back to Greenwood on this, and again, it's out of the area, but Jersey's a small state. You can be up there in a couple of hours. But that Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries, DEP, Fish and Wildlife, whatever you want to call it now, they still stock that. I think they put muskies there and walleyes.
They stock it, yes.
And so, wait a second, if access is almost impossible on there, or it's going to, you know, you need to take a second mortgage to launch your boat. My question out loud for years has been, why are we still, I know they stopped the trout stocking, but why are we still putting fish in there if angler access is so discouraged, so minimal? To me, it seems that those are fish sent better elsewhere.
Well, the thing of it is, I think they want to keep those populations up, knowing that eventually we will prevail. We'll have some good boat launch ramps up there. I believe one of the two private ones just closed and is no longer available, and that's what spurred all of the activity mm-hmm. up there at that lake.
And Ed, I'm saying that when I was speaking earlier, I mean, fishing is in the crosshairs as well. Maybe not.
I'll tell you. You know, we look at a national level where the Republicans, Democrats couldn't work together. Well, we had this lake access bill last year. And unfortunately, there was a Republican at the head of the bill, so the Democrat wouldn't post it. And so New Jersey is just a microcosm of what's going on in the United States right now, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ed, former Senator Steve Sweeney is, what are you hearing? Is he going to toss his hat in for governor?
I think he's going to be one of the players when it comes time for the primary to come up, and we had a great association with Steve.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best times is when Steve was Senate President,
right,
and Christie was the governor. And we got, you know, to work with both of them, and they worked together quite well. And we were able to get a lot of our legislation passed during that period of time, getting it through both the Senate, the Assembly, and having the governor sign it. And we didn't get inundated with bad bills as far as firearms went, because Governor Christie said we've got more than enough on the books right now if we enforce them. And it came down to enforcing what we had, and we didn't see a lot of this nonsense. I'm looking forward to the upcoming primaries. Be interesting to see if Jack runs again on the Republican side. And either way, it's going to be an interesting term.
I know Bramnick, I believe he's Union County. He tossed his hat into the ring, so that's going to, pun intended, muddy the waters even more. Because Jack's been a guest on Rack and Fin several times. Staunch pro hunting, pro fishing, pro trapping, pro outdoors. I know Bramnick's stance on there. Again, up there in Union County, a hotbed of anti stuff going on.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Ed, we're up against a break. Can you hang in for another segment? We're speaking with Ed Marcassi, president of Jersey Outdoor Alliance. Next segment, want to get into the Hafnad, getting some more funding for a great program. People, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
This is South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Bullet points.
I'm Tom Graham.
The only thing standing between you and the obliteration of your under siege Second Amendment is me. I'm the only thing.
Former President Donald Trump recently addressing thousands of members of the National Rifle Association in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Anybody else? You wouldn't have your guns right now. You know, they started with the ammunition, you know that. They couldn't do the guns with me, so then they started getting rid of the ammunition. People said, I have a gun, I can't get ammunition. We took care of that very quickly. If Joe Biden is reelected, your gun rights will be gone. They'll be totally gone.
A President Biden campaign spokesperson responded that the American people are the ones who will suffer and die if the former president is allowed anywhere near the Oval Office again. And those are your bullet points. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
On request. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of February 17th and 18th. Joining us on is Ed Markowski, president of New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. Talking on some of the bills the NJOA is in the fight about. So, Ed, getting this money, an additional $250,000 to expand the Hafnad, listen, that's Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs program. Is that feasible? Does it look positive? What's the dealio?
Senators and assemblymen on both sides of the aisle, they're willing to jump on that bill because it's what they've done for kids, and particularly inner-city kids. It's been a great program that we would like to put another staff member on to expand it and do some other things with it. And so that seems to be one of the most highly optimistic bills for the next two-year session. So I'm looking forward to that one. I'm looking forward to the state expanding that once we get the funding. And that program can only grow. And, you know, it's just a fantastic program.
It is. It is. I've participated in a few. Was at a few. And it just, the youngsters, the expressions, the face, and you find the same kids coming back the next year and the next year, and they're ending up teaching younger kids to fish. It's contagious.
Well, yes, it gives the kids in inner city something to do.
Absolutely.
Attention to, you know, sporting events, allows them to get out. It's a healthy activity, and it takes the place of, you know, drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. And so that's what it was meant to do, and it's doing it. Also, it's been expanded to get a little bit more teaching from the biological end to fit New Jersey's actual needs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good program that New Jersey has taken, and I can't say enough for our young lady who heads it. You know, she's done a wonderful job.
Liz Jackson?
I'd like to give her some help, which she needs.
Is that Liz Jackson?
Yes, that's our girl, Liz Jackson.
Liz Jackson will be a guest on Rack and Fin over the next couple of weeks. Yeah, she's great. I just spoke to her the other day.
Yes, yes.
She is pumped up, her and another young lady she works with. I'll tell you, Ed, it's a dynamic program. And again, from like my roots, inner city, you know, and getting kids, and you see more and more kids picking up the fishing, even if it's only once or twice, three times a year maybe. But again, you said it's something different for them, and it avails them to an outside activity in the parks, away from the asphalt.
Yep.
And dealing with that,
we talk a little bit about marine fish.
Yeah. Before we get to that, you're the NJOA organization. You really have to walk the tightrope, so to speak, dealing with the legislators. Has that begun? Tommy Connors, your legislative guy, does a wonderful job. Are the legislators, do they avail themselves to the NJOA?
They avail themselves by getting invitations to their fundraisers. And that's the big part that we got over everybody else in the state. In other words, if we're looking at a newly elected one or somebody who we feel we can talk to and give our side of the story to, and they'll understand who we are and what we are, we contribute to their overall running for office. And that's what gives us the up. We're a PAC, And we can do that. We can educate, and we can also support. And that's where it comes, you know, in the fact that we need membership, we need support for our,
exactly right,
for our fundraisers and stuff like that, because that's how we get our money. And that support gets you a one-on-one with a legislator. That opens the door. And that usually leads to a one-on-one at their office to go over particular things and explain things to them as to why it's so important to have hunting seasons, why it's important to have, you know, a resident goose season. All of those things that we have out there stem from the fact that they are a pack. We are a pack.
Well, Mr. Markowski, let me ask you this straight off the bat. Have there been legislators that say, no way, we don't want to talk to you, get the hell out of here, don't even bother to call us? Has that been the case at all?
Yes,
over the years?
The president has done that to us for 2 years, Scutari.
Another one, North Jersey guy. Is it a Union County as well?
Yes, a Union County.
And, Ed, you know, that is a hotbed, that whole area up there. I don't know where this has come from, but they don't want any type of promotion of hunting, trapping, fishing at all, it seems.
No. It's a tough area up there. They've got a couple of programs going for the community-based deer management only because the deer were running them out of house and home.
Up in the Watchung Reservation, among other places. Same thing up in Essex County.
But other than that, it falls on a deaf ear. We've been trying to just get a sit down with him, just to sit down and discuss our positions, and let him know, you know, who we are, and if, you know, understand us a little better. And we've got the door slammed in our face every time. We never get a response.
I wonder if he's buddies with Lesniak, if that has something to do with it.
I don't know or not.
They're both.
Actually, we had access to Lesniak, and I spoke to him many, many times.
Really?
You know. He was an Army veteran, and and he just came from a different angle. And I could speak to him, and while I couldn't get him to support our bills, there were some bills that he saw the value of, but because of his constituency, he would just not vote against them. He wouldn't vote for them. He wouldn't vote against them. So I even had an association with Lesniak.
Ed, you're the wizard, man. That is amazing. Okay, listen. Okay, Mr. President, I want to jump to, again, you mentioned saltwater fishing, marine fisheries. What is happening that you're seeing?
Well, what I'm happening is that, you know, it's been in effect, the free registry, since 2011. They finally made it easier for the conservation officers to write tickets. They would have to use a long form before, and nobody wanted to do that, so they pretty much ignored it.
Yep, that's true.
But they short form, just like giving you a ticket for a one fluke over or short fish. And they're going to start not targeting, but they're going to start asking you if you have it while they're checking you. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be taking away from the overall enforcement of the law. It's just going to be a secondary enforcement that they'll start asking you right now. Because I know with some of my friends, the officers would stop and look at their bag limits and their size limits, and they'd say, don't you want to see if I'm registered with a saltwater registry? And they'd say, no, are you? And then they'd get into a conversation. Well, that's all going to change simply because we're not getting the data. We've got 120,000 saltwater anglers that have the saltwater registry, and we've got 700,000 saltwater anglers in the state. So, and we've got... we need some intercepts. Last year,
sure.
Out of those, we only had 5,000 intercepts, a little bit slightly over. Our statistics are not valid, and as long as we can't prove to the feds, they keep attacking. New York, for instance, keeps attacking our fluke quota. We have other areas that they keep attacking because we don't have the data to prove it. Now, another thing is going on that's real good. Our organization, along with two others, are working with Senator Vin Gopal from 11 to get a permanent source of funding for marine fisheries, $11 million a year, general appropriations. That will forever kill the saltwater license. There won't be a need for a saltwater license. They'll be fully funded out of the general appropriations, and it'll come in every year. I think getting the data and getting the money for the marine fisheries will solve our problem. And it's with the feds. It's, you've got to get the information, you've got to have the data, and then they'll finally listen. A good example was with the resident goose season. We couldn't get a resident goose season until Paul Costelli decided to go out and just neck collar thousands of geese during the flightless period.
I remember that, yeah.
He was able to establish that those geese didn't go anyplace. And it was a time of the year where the residents were here and there were no migrants. And so then they allowed us to have a resident goose season. And it's only when you have the data will they listen to you.
We're speaking with Ed Markowski, president of New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. So Ed, let me run this by you again. When I mentioned earlier about the tightrope, Gopal Gopal, however you pronounce it, a vehement anti-hunter. Forget trapping. Maybe anti-fish. But again, here you go, where he's doing something for marine fisheries. Pro-fishing, if you want to put it in uncertain terms. So, again, walking that tightrope, Ed, one day he's your enemy, the next day he's your friend.
Yeah. To move right along, Tommy, I'd like to put a plug in for our wild game dinner coming up
Ed, I was going to do that in the very next segment. I was going to grab you on for another few minutes. Listeners, you talk about a gourmet gut buster coming up, and it's not a long drive. Ed, I was going to last year. I ran into dozens.
Yes, I was.
And I thank you very much on that. I was honored. But Ed, I ran into easily 2 to 3 dozen guys and gals from the southern tier counties, Cape May County, Gloucester, Salem, that were up at that dinner all the way up there in Sussex. It was great. So Ed, hang on. People, grab that cup, grab that rebel. We'll be back with Ed Markowski on our segment, Rack and Fin Radio.
What's the best way to get through winter? How about getting ready for springtime? WPG Talk Radio 95.5 has your chance to win a $500 Visa gift card. Use it for a mini vacation to Cape May, a shopping spree in Atlantic City, hundreds of ride tickets in Ocean City, or more pizza than you can possibly eat on the Wildwood Boardwalk. The choice is yours. A $500 Visa gift card is up for grabs now on the WPG Talk Radio app.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. Former President Trump ordered to pay more than $350 million in fines and has been barred from doing business in New York State for 3 years.
After 11 weeks of trial, we showed the staggering extent of his fraud and exactly how Donald Trump and the other defendants deceived banks, insurance companies, and other financial institutions for their own personal gain.
New York Attorney General Letitia James. President Biden visiting East Palestine, Ohio, the site of a toxic train derailment a year ago. He says he'll continue to hold Norfolk Southern accountable.
Let me be clear. While there are acts of God, this was an act of greed that was 100% preventable.
The president announcing grants to study the impact of the spill of the chemicals. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Winter weather advisory remains in effect through late Saturday morning. Overnight, mostly cloudy with wet snow accumulating 2 to 4 inches. Snow can make roads and sidewalks slippery, causing travel disruptions. Low 31. Periods of clouds and sun for Saturday with a snow shower early in the morning, then becoming breezy. Watch for slippery spots early, the high 40. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, welcome back to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We got February 17th and 18th. Joining us on the line is Ed Markowski, president of New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. Before we get to this incredible event coming up on Sunday, March 10th, I'm getting so excited, man. My palms are sweating. This is crazy. It's worth the ride, people. It's just amazing. Ed wanted to touch on Wharton road access blockage in Wharton State Forest. Mr. President, what the hell is going on?
Same thing that went on in 2015. The tree huggers have gotten to the governor, and it's come down the line that they want to close the roads again. And they would close about 75% of the roads that are used by sportsmen and women for recreation in there. We didn't let it happen in 2015. We've got to mount a campaign against them this year to do same thing, without rhyme or reason. Last time I had them take me in there and show me roads that they were closing, and I asked why they were closing them, and they couldn't give me answers. We're closing them. I think the road that goes down to the stream with the bridge out where you like the pickle fish.
Yeah.
You're going to close that road. You're going to have to walk a half a mile just to get there. They're without rhyme or reason. I can understand if there's an endangered species, there's a threatened species, and they've got to close that area off. I fully understand that. But I think it comes down to enforcement. I've never seen so many white cars, still white Jeeps and white SUVs at the end of the day, after patrol. Now, I know with the COs, I had to tell them to wash their damn cars because there was so much mud on them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But I think it's enforcement. I think it's a shame that they're trying to cut us out. And I think we're going to have to rely on a big hue and cry from the public to, again, put pressure on Trenton. But we'll be working on a strategy. Rob Winkle and I have a meeting with the assistant commissioners on the 23rd. To go over and see what the plan is, to get explanations if we can, and see if we can come and talk some sense into them before we shake the tree and we bring the wrath of the sportsmen down on them.
Well, Ed, wasn't it the catalyst, all the damage from the off-road truckers and the ATVs, whatever, tearing stuff up? I remember seeing some the guys going mudding. Hey, we're going mudding.
Yes, that's
seeing
exactly
some horrible,
what it is,
saw some horrible stuff.
Target. You know, we have a seizure and a confiscation. So in other words, when you get somebody and you catch them, you seize the vehicle. Then you go to court. When they're found guilty, you ask the judge to confiscate the vehicle and turn it over to the state. Tommy, we did that three times with illegal shellfishing, with the seizure and the confiscation. And you know what happened? When they lost their pickup trucks and lost the boat, they stopped.
And there you go.
You pinch them where it hurts the most. You pinch them now. You got that big vehicle with the big tires and the monster mudder. And even if we don't get the judge to give us the vehicle, it's still the thought of you possibly being able to lose it, and then the word gets out. I think it comes down to enforcement of the laws that we have now. You close the roads, and our people who are law-abiding, our sportsmen, who believe in following the law.
Right.
They're going to follow the law. The guy that's tearing up Wharton is going to drive around the barricade or through it, and they're still going to do the same thing without good enforcement.
That's what it comes down to. Listeners, joining us online is Ed Markowski, president of New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. Well, Ed, when will more information on this be available as far as the results of the meetings and things?
We're going to plan our strategy completely with our board of trustees once we get through the meeting on the 23rd. I do have Tommy going to a dinner with legislators in the Burlington County area, which will be one of the affected areas.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when Tommy goes there, we're going to be discussing our position on Wharton and giving them hopefully some marching orders about how they can help us if we need them in the future.
Speaking of Board of Trustees, shout out, congratulations to Scotty, as we call it, McGahee, is a new member of your Board of Trustees. Great man, yes. Ed, great man.
Longtime member, hard worker. I can't say enough for Scotty. He's about like me. His glass is only, mine's always half full. His is always three quarters.
he's like a paramecium or an amoeba. He splits, he's everywhere. And I've seen him in Sussex, I've seen him in Cumberland, I've seen him in North Cape May, Atlanta County. Dinners, meetings, the guy is everywhere. I'm the present, like you, Ed. So, Ed, let's get to this NJOA's 2024 Wild Game Dinner fundraiser. Listeners, they have the fundraiser down here in October at the Great Red Wing Sporting Clays. That's a nice cookout in the 100 round of Sporting Clays. This is a whole different setup at the famed Black Forest Inn on 206, right off Route 80 up there. I guess that's southwestern Sussex County. And it's a great event. What town is it? Is it considered Sparta? Or Stanhope?
Well, it's one or the other.
Okay. Listen, it's $100, and there is a hors d'oeuvre and full-time dinner buffet like you cannot believe. But, Ed, what I was so impressed last year, the legislators that were there, and they talked to everyone. So, listen, it's a great chance. If you have something to ask a legislator about, good number up there. This is your opportunity to do it, correct, Ed?
Yes, it is. It's 101. We get a great support. Actually, when Steve Sweeney was president, he came up. Orahoke, we rely on him every year. Bob Smith comes. It's a nonpartisan situation. And we've got guys from both sides that come up and very, very approachable.
And in that kind of environment, it's good, too. It doesn't seem like there's any pressure. You know what I mean?
No,
you're at a desk. You're across from somebody at a desk. Okay, you have 8 minutes to state your case. Go. This is just fun. Everyone had. I was really impressed. Everyone had a great time. Sporting Clay's event's fun too, but this is a little different. Listen, it's worth the ride from South Jersey, Central Jersey. It's going to be March 10th. Ed, I guess the cocktail hour starts what, 4 or something like that?
Yeah, but 4 p.m. It kicks off. We like to get you seated. We like to get everybody down and in. We have a good cocktail hour. And then a great the hors d'oeuvres start coming. Well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There must be 20 different hors d'oeuvres that come out before dinner.
Dee Marie, she had me pinned in a corner. She said, enough already, enough.
Yes.
Listen, I'm just going to run something on the menu. You have venison chili sliders, wild smoked goose, Reuben, smoked salmon, cold venison rack, garni, game mousse, canapes. This is a really gourmet grand event. And Ed, that Black Forest Inn has been there for generations.
Well, they're world-renowned chefs. Chef Hyder and his family are world-renowned for doing wild game.
Okay, listen.
We couldn't have a better place and a more cooperative. Right now, our ticket sales are dragging a little bit. We're hoping to get around 200. We're just with about under a month to go. We're at the 100, 110 mark. So we've got some work to do this year to get them out there. I've been working up South Jersey. I've got a trio coming up with me. You guys, without your support, we can't do the job that you've come to expect from us. So we have two fundraisers and a membership. I have a membership drive. It's called Just One. We ask all of our members to get just one new member, and so we can double a membership. Because when I looked at the facts and figures, we are at an all-time low in membership. It's the lowest membership right now since our inception in 2007. And we have to change that because the sportsmen have come to understand what we do. We have a certain level that we've established very high in getting bills passed, but we can't do it if we don't have the funding.
It all comes down to listeners. The old saying growing up as a kid in the city, no green, no machine. That's literally how it works. This is going to be the NJOA's 2024 Wild Game Dinner fundraiser at a Black Forest Inn, 249 Highway 206 in Stanhope Road. FX at 80, about a minute or 2 minutes off 80. So, Ed, where can people find out more about this?
We're online. You can buy tickets online. We have express driving instructions on how to get there. Right now, you can go online through Anadot and buy your tickets. Arnie likes that because it's easier on him. You can also download the form and send it in directly to us at our mailbox. But the easiest way is to have your credit card handy.
Yep.
And be ready to buy your tickets online.
And listen, besides the incredible, I didn't even go over the menus. The buffet menu is probably like 25 items long. The amount of door prizes, raffle tickets, Ed, that was, and the 50-50s, that was beyond impressive, bro.
Good job up there. The boys do a real good job. We had an excellent shoot down here at Red Wing, and I can't thank Roger Guyverson enough for all the support that he gives us.
Shout out to Roger there. Suey's Landing Road in Port Republic. Ed, one more time with a Facebook page and website, please.
Well, our website is New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. That'll get you right there. And as far as the Facebook page, you have to ask my special assistant, Gene Dobley, because he takes care of our Facebook.
Yeah, he does all that social media stuff. And I will be seeing you March 10th, big buddy.
Okay, I look forward to it, Tom.
Someone said they saw me running down. I said, I don't know, maybe it wasn't me. Maybe it was my twin. Saw me running down the parking lot with my bib on and a fork in one hand and a knife in the other. That was pretty... That was pretty accurate.
Yes.
Ed, you take care. Thanks for joining us on Rakuten. Best to all. See you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
Take care. Yeah, great organization. Numbers are down, and it seems like the even United Bow Hunters of New Jersey, New Jersey State Federation of Sports has got three great organizations. They're after hunting people. If you want to hunt, I don't really get involved with that. I just duck hunt, or I just do this, I just do that. Get involved. Democracy is not a spectator sport. Okay, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull, rather. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, a sore spot for parents with kids in clubs or sports? Fundraisers. Have they gone too far? Also, does it make sense to spend decades trying to save as much as possible for retirement when you'll probably want to work later in life anyway? Plus, the simple breathing techniques that help you decompress, and what it's like to do a polar plunge off Antarctica. That and more on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Yes, get involved. Hey, you've been tuning in 5 to 6 a.m. on Talk Radio WPG 95.5 FM, South Jersey's top-rated talk show station. Also WPG 1450 AM, streaming live WPG1450.com. And from 7 to 8 a.m., you're locked into 50,000 mega far-reaching watts of the Rack and Fin radio message, 97.3 ESPN FM, streaming live 97.3 ESPN.com. Download the WPG Talk Radio app to get to the Rack and Fin radio podcast, or it's embedded beneath my blog on 97.3 ESPN FM. That they usually put that on like Saturday afternoon or sometime Saturday night. It's about the Philadelphia Fishing Show, which is going on as affectionately known as the Philly Fishing Show, going on as we speak. It's going to go through 5 p.m. tomorrow out there at the Greater Philadelphia Exposition Center at Oaks. You're talking wood, about a 20-minute, 25-minute ride outside Center City, Philly. Great lineup of seminar there. Don't forget to pre-register for the Governor's Surf Fishing Tournament. It's going to be heard, I believe, the third Sunday in May. You'll save a few dollars. You'll also be eligible for a lot of early registration prizes and all that good stuff. It's going to be a good time. The South Jersey Bass Club Association's 29th Annual Fisherman's Flea Market is going to be held Saturday, March 3rd. Mark your calendar. This is a fun event. Great. And you talk bass fishing with these guys. Some of the best bass anglers in the mid-Atlantic Northeast right here in South Jersey. It's going to be a rain or shine event. It'll be held at the Millville Elks Lodge, 1815 East Broad Street in Millville, 08332. Put that zip code in your GPS. If you've never been down, I'll get you right there to it. Early admission, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. is $5. The standard admission, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., is $2. Youngsters under 14 free. Fresh and saltwater items available. There's going to be a lot of door prizes, food, a youth casting area. They have raffles for full tackle boxes. No bleep. These boxes are packed with all prime bass fishing lures and all the goodies. Now, vendors are invited. You have some fishing tackle hanging around the garage, tucked away in all your many rod holders in the boat and all your compartments. This is the place to clean it up and go there. You don't even have to clean it up. Unload it. You get some steal of deals out there. And all proceeds benefit the activities of the South Jersey Bass Club Association. Shout out to new vice president out there, Lane L. Lane's going to be a guest on Rack and Fin coming up pretty soon, talking about front-facing, forward-facing, whatever you want to call it, sonar. Is that good for bass fishing? As I maintain, guys, it's an unfair advantage. It gets you there. You still have to get the bass to bite. You ever hear, lead a horse to water, can't make him drink? Laynell gets in on this. The opinion of a great bass fisher. He's also the president of the South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club. Really knows his gig. He should be on in a couple of weeks. Well, that should do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. Get out there and enjoy. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. And nothing to do this afternoon. If you can't get to the Philly Fishing Show, come on up to the Raritan Boat Show at the Raritan Center right there. I guess in Edison, right off 287. I'll be hanging out at the Fisherman booth till about 6 or 7 tonight. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. Join the NJOA, United Bow Hunters of New Jersey, State Federation of Sportsmen's Club. You don't have to belong to a club to join the federation. Strength in numbers. Strength in numbers. B Be right back. No, not going to be right back. I'm out of here like Vladimir. Catch you next week, Rack and Fin Radio.